Reimagining sobriety for women in their prime. Why your journey doesn't look like theirs, and why that's exactly right. Women in their prime rarely resonate with the traditional addiction stories we've all heard. They don't see themselves in the teenage tales of drinking MD 2020 behind a schoolyard, or the college blackout culture, or the early adulthood spirals that dominate mainstream narratives. Most of the women I work with lived entire chapters of successful, responsible life before their numbing habit took root. They finished high school, went to college, built careers, fell in love, married, raised children, created homes, served their communities, and then somewhere along the way, something inside them went quiet. Not broken, not damaged, just muted. And so the reliance on alcohol or food or scrolling or any other numbing behavior often arrives later in life, not as a response to youthful rebellion or early trauma, but as a reaction to something much more subtle, a life that no longer feels like their life, a disconnection that they can't name. A restlessness they can't soothe, a longing they can't voice, a sense of having outgrown a chapter they're still trying to fit into. Your story isn't a stereotype. It's yours. Every woman in her prime has a different story, no matter how similar the surface looks. Some numbed because they felt bored. Some because they felt lonely. Some because they felt invisible, some because a life that looked right on paper didn't feel right in their soul, some because they couldn't find permission to ask for more. Their thoughts, expressions, values, and lived experience are unique, which means their approach to change must be unique too. And here's the truth no one tells women. Sobriety isn't about sticking the landing of abstinence. It's about becoming who you truly are. Abstinence may be part of your journey. It may not. Either way, sobriety is not a finish line. It's a becoming. When abstinence is the golden ring, we miss the real lesson. We've been conditioned to believe that success is measured in days or years without alcohol, but that narrow definition steals the most important part of the journey. The learning, the noticing, the self-understanding, the internal reorientation, the growing clarity about what matters and what doesn't. When abstinence becomes the prize, we miss the opportunity to explore why we numb, what we value, what our heart is asking for, what no longer aligns, who we are becoming, and how our light wants to lead us. Women in their prime don't need to be disciplined into abstinence. They need to be supported into alignment, truth, wholeness, and presence. Because sobriety isn't perfection. Sobriety is awareness. Sobriety is being awake enough to notice your thoughts, feelings, and reactions, and to choose differently when your soul asks you to. Sobriety is the willingness to stop tolerating what dims your light and start seeking what strengthens it. How women actually change and why it looks different every time. In my work, I watch women unfold into themselves in the most beautiful ways. Some walk away from alcohol entirely. Some learn to moderate because they realize alcohol wasn't the issue. Misalignment was. Some feel called toward a more traditional path. None of these are wrong. What matters is that each woman found what works for her, not what works for the system. Because there is no version of sobriety that doesn't require the deeper work. Examining your story gently, noticing what rises to the surface of consciousness, releasing the rules and expectations that were never yours, finding peace with your past, honoring the moments that lit your spirit, recognizing the patterns that dimmed it, remembering your light, returning to your light. That work exceeds the 12 steps. It exceeds any protocol. It exceeds any ideology. It is the work of becoming whole. Some people prefer the darkness, but you don't. Not everyone wants wholeness. Some people prefer the familiar safety of the dark. It requires less energy, less feeling, less thinking, fewer expectations. But it also requires becoming less than who you came here to be. Women in their prime feel this truth in their bones. There is more life in them than the life they are living. And their soul will not stop whispering until they listen. What living sober actually means. Sober is not the absence of alcohol. Sober is the presence of you. It's intentional thought, intentional communication, intentional expression, intentional connection. It's looking into your child's eyes and seeing them clearly, without shame, pressure, performance, or distraction. Just love. Just one soul recognizing another. When you're numbing, the connection isn't as strong. It can't be. Your light is dimmed. It's like plugging a string of Christmas lights into another strand and only half of them illuminate. The connection isn't clear. The current cannot move through. But the moment the lights connect directly, every bulb shines. That is sober. That is clarity. That is alignment. That is light. That is you. Sobriety is not abstinence. Sobriety is the full illumination of your spirit. You are light. This is the truth beneath all the noise. You are light. You have always been light. And your light is what leads you home. Not your abstinence, not your perfection, not your performance. Your journey doesn't look like theirs because your soul has lived more, seen more, felt more, endured more, and is capable of more. You are in your prime. This is your time. And you get to return to your light on your own terms, in your own way, at your own pace.